The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom Uvracha. We are starting a new bracha, the second bracha of Hoidah in Shmon Esrei, the classic bracha of Hoidah. This is a model of how a person should be moide, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to anybody. Moidim anachnu loch. We are moide to you. Sato. Hashem Elokeinu. Sato hu Hashem Elokeinu. So the first thing that Mr. Hutner and others point out is that the simple understanding of Moedim is a thanks, recognition, or a feeling that I owe the person something because he did something good for me. But if that would be the only perish of the word, we should say, I'm Moedim to you that I owe you something in exchange of what you did. Because of such and such and such. But we don't say that. We say, I'm made it to you that you are. Not in exchange or as a result of what you are. And that they explain like this. That the first stage of true hoidah, true thanks, is recognition. Like we know, if a person demands money from me and I say, I am made it, I admit to you, that's also the same word. And it comes from the same place. A true thank you, a true recognition of Toiva comes like a truth and recognition. Haidah, I admit the fact that I'm receiving a tremendous amount of good from you. And believe it or not, this is something very hard for human beings to do. It's not a natural thing. Because a human being has an ego, especially if he's brought up in a Western society, tries to imagine as much as he can that he builds himself up, he doesn't need anybody else, it's even degrading, that I need something from others. But it could be very firm and still deep down have that mind frame, or even on the surface. And this is the way Chazal taught us. Moedim is to admit to the fact that I have so much from you, and therefore I feel like ourselves, I feel a need to reciprocate and to do my part also. But the starting point is Haidah. I admit to it, Sha'ato hu Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elokeinu. Like we said in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, in all the brachas, that number one is you mahava everything, you keep everything going, and you have a special relationship with me. That's a special Hoidah. Now I was saying the third Hoidah. I really owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he picked me to be one of those that he has a special kesher with Hashem Elokeinu. The Kehav Yisenu. Also the Kadosh Baruch Hu has Mashgiach over my fathers, all the generations. We know that when you say Hoidah, you don't just think of what happened today. Try to incorporate as much as we can. We're seeing Birkas Hamazon, Birkas Hoidah on food. You mentioned everything from the beginning. We also mentioned that we realize that this great caring relationship, taking care of all of our needs, is already not just from us, but from our forefathers, from all the generations, always been that way. Then we say these two terms which are used commonly in Tefillah. Su chayenu magen yishenu. Specifically when Geita Haidah. Su, we said once before, in the Lashon of Sayyad. And Kadosh Baruch Hu draw the plan for everything we have. He set everything up. Amazing Tefillah Abriah that we have. And our bodies, and nature around us, such a complex system, and everything is perfect and working to such precision, is the Tzu Chayenu, this Messiah, a wonderful life that we have. That's number one. And number two, Mogen Yishenu. Mogen Yishenu is the protection that Hashem watches over. Now, number one is He gave us an amazing system, amazing Kehillah, amazing tool to go through this world. Number two is Morgan Yishein. And that term Morgan Yishein is very interesting because Morgan means to protect. It's generally used that to protect us, the story should not happen. Yishenu is the Yeshua, salvation from a Sada. Now, with a person, for example, a person didn't get sick, so that's Morgan, Hashem protects him to keep him healthy. And Yishenu is if he did get sick and Hashem makes him healthy, that's the Yeshua. So, Chayenu v'Chayenu, like everything in life is like that. So, what is Morgan and Yishenu? How does it go together? So, Chaim Kanievsky wants to say, Pshat, that the situation sometimes that the story already is there, but it hasn't reached us. Things of the Gemara with Mamish, like today's event. And Shmuel wants to make a special physic because there was a Makala on the other side of town. So he said it didn't get to our side of town. But no, we have to, other. It's the right time to do it before it comes to us. That we need a Yeshua because the thing that could cause us the Torah is already there, but has not yet affected us. That's the mugging. Hashem protects us so that we don't even need to be in a situation of sick or poverty or pain, even though the thing that can cause it is there. And the truth of it is, if you think, and you know a little bit about what's going on in your body, and your body is exposed to so many potential dangers around us, inside your body, also different bacteria and viruses and poisons that we put into our body. And they could cause a massive of craving. And Hashem makes the mugging, protect us. That's the Yeshua. Because the potential is there. But that's the potential. How much we have to think about it nowadays. We're learning every day to Hashem, mugging Yeshen, Hashem, protect us from potential calamities. After the door of the door, every generation you are doing this. You're constant. Between us and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will thank you. We will recognize it. And the Sabbath HaKadosh will tell others. In the midst of the Adarab, something good happens to somebody, to spread it with other people. Marvel, close your minds, the peace, the Machazik, other people will see how Hashem is always Mashiach, how Hashem protects us and saves us. Now go to the basics. We don't pay attention to this enough, and we have to, at least three times a day. The fact that I'm alive is in your hands. My life is in your hands. The fact that I'm able to breathe, every breath, my son from Hashem, I recognize it's not because I have a healthy body, because Hashem gives me more courage to retain my health, retain all the body functions, retain the world around me, so it should be in a fashion. I should continue living. Hashem was saying in Mekudas Loch, the Rishonim say, this is a specific thing on the fact that Hashemah comes back. At night we depart.
Kol HaLashon.
In the Shema by Hashem we go to sleep and it comes back and has a tremendous lesson. Specifically by Shachris and Wadavni, we should think about it. Baruch Hashem, I'm up this morning. Not everybody gets up in the morning, as we said before. Definitely, I don't deserve it. I owe Hashem so much more than I could ever pay him. Even so, he gives me back his mashkan, back to the shaman. And he says, miracles are happening every day. What do you mean? Where are miracles happening every day? So they'll have a nisim this storm. The Ramban says, Hashem sometimes makes nisim niglim, revealed nisim, like Kriyas Yamsus, splitting of the sea, ten makris. So we should realize that everything is nisim. Special hashgacha Hashem has over us every day. We do a mitzvah, gives us an extra shmirah. We have more bitachon Hashem. We calm ourselves down by deepening within ourselves the recognition that we're in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That creates nisim, not nisim gluyim necessarily, but special hashgacha. The wonders, the natural wonders that we're going through, like we said. The body's working, you mentioned before, trillions and trillions of chemical reactions are happening every second of a life. Unimaginable numbers of hashkocha, and just an amazing system, the flies that are happening constantly within ourselves, around us, special places that we have, as in Klal Yisrael, inside from the body, we have special gifts that the rest of the world don't have. We have the toivus. There's a The fact that we have Torah mitzvahs, it's a constant opportunity for growth and closeness to Hashem, Olam Haba. By yes, every move we make, potential Olam Haba. Going to the bathroom, Olam Haba, use it as a way of recognizing Chesed of Hashem. I walk on the street, whatever I'm doing, if I'm learning, I'm learning, if I'm paying attention to the nifloys that I see around me, and I have that good feeling, or even I just feel calm because I feel I'm in the hands of Hashem, I don't have to worry about what's going on. All these different things, every move you make in your life is a teizah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can potentially be converted into eternal good. Shabbakolais, Erevavakim Torayim. That's what we're stressing. Now somebody says, oh, you know, Hashem was good to me a week ago. If he said that, then you should stop saying Moedim, because he's going to be lying, because he thinks that Hashem did something good to him a week ago. Last weekend hasn't done anything good to him. We're proclaiming that we do recognize, once again, I'm Moedim, I admit to the fact that every time, Erevavakim Torayim is different ways of being the parish. A lot of people on the fast met the Erev Vagat Sarayim. It's not the Tzayda that Hashem does, Erev Vagat Sarayim, but the fact that I am being murdered to Hashem, Erev Vagat Sarayim. But either way, it has a meaning. Because if it means that I'm thanking Hashem, Erev Vagat Sarayim, it's because the mighty we said, Shabbachol Eis, which Shabbachol Eis, but it means that I'm getting good things from Hashem constantly. So either way you put it, we are saying that we're constantly, every time of the day, we're getting goodness from Hashem, and it's proper for us also to thank Hashem every time of the day. We end up by saying that after I recognize all this goodness, I realize that it's really, I do not deserve it. It's all because you have rachmin, you have chesed, even more than I deserve. This is three times a day. Like we said before, every moedim should be different than moedim before because we have new things to be moed about of things that transpired between the previous tefillah and this tefillah. We're talking about shachris now. I'm talking about shachris. I have a special edah on the fact that I got up in the morning. In the afternoon, it wasn't okay because I already was moed before that. I can be moed again. But now specifically, I thought I got up in the morning. I'm still healthy. My family's with me. I have what to eat. I continue to live. And all the other plagues that we have, things that come up in the course of the day, and Baruch Hashem, like you said, Mogen Yishen, Hashem saves us, watches over us. There's always things to think about, new things that are happening every day, and even every time of the day. And we end with the bracha, L'chol HaKayim Yiduch HaSela. One right before that, we said, HaKulam Yisborach, V'Yisrael Meshulam HaKentem L'Olam V'Ed. As a result of all these wonderful things that creates a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, we see Kama Tov, so much Tov there is, and like we said before, we have an opportunity of sharing with others our HaKaras HaTov, which is Mechazik others, and Mechazik for Shemayim. Then everything alive should be moided to Hashem. It says that all the Balei Chayim are moided to Hashem. Like you mentioned before, it doesn't mean the way we do that they have bechira, the choice to do it. But the Messias is showing the greatness of Hashem. You see a bird flying, you see tremendous chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything, every balkai and every tree, the sun and the moon, everything doing this thing perfectly, everything in the right position, the world should be perfect. The Al Shulchan of Emes, Okel Yeshua, Sein Eves, Sein Eves. A lot of people point out that the order is a little bit different over here. In the beginning of the Shemar Esther, we said, Oizel Moshiach. And I was saying, Yeshua is saying him as a saint. So what's the difference between the two? Ezra is, he helps us. Yeshua is a complete salvation. So the difference is, in the beginning of the Shemar Esther, we're not thanking Hashem. We're just recognizing the greatness of Hashem. So there we go from the lesser to the more. We recognize that you're Oizel, that you help. And even more than that, you recognize that you do even more than that. You do a time for full Yeshua, full salvation. When it comes to Eidol, the order is the other way around. So the thanking Hashem, So Hashem did a very big thing for you. You right away thank Hashem. You saved my life. And not only that, but some old kind of little things that you also did. I don't forget about the little things also, or the lesser things. That's right over here, the order is Yeshua Seinu. Your Mashiach, you saved me from all situations of potential death. But that's from the fact you're helping me along with other things which I'm managing with. Shimcha means your Anhogah. The way you reveal yourself to us. You reveal yourself to us in such a good, caring Father in heaven. This is the proper thing for us to do. Mayit Hashem. This is the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. To be on the Madriga of being Mayitim Hashem. We have intelligence to be able to see the goodness of Hashem, appreciate it, and then come upon to our part to show us both. I appreciate so much you doing for me, and also want to do my part to do your lesson and to be the Rotten with Vanecha. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.